The asteroid DA-14, which will hurtle past us sometime after lunch today, was discovered by Spanish astronomers last year. Our highest satellites, used for GPS, are just over 22,000 miles up, and DA-14 will pass underneath that level, coming about 17,000 miles from us. Fortunately, NASA assures us we are safe. Now, Earth and Moon have been hit many times over the eons by asteroids. The explosive 1908 Tunguska asteroid in Russia, a similar size to the one passing us today, which for a while many suspected might have been a mini black hole, damaged 800 square miles of Siberia. Now, that was 100 years ago. Asteroids, also called minor planets, orbit our sun in a belt between Mars and Jupiter, and there are thousands of them. DA-14 is not from that region. DA-14 has a period and orbit similar to Earth's, actually 368 days. We haven't noticed the little asteroid because it's in a different plane from Earth's orbit. The first asteroid to be discovered was in 1801 by a Sicilian monk, and it was named Ceres, after the patron saint of Sicily. Ceres is big, as asteroids go, about 300 miles across. By contrast, DA-14 is only about the size of a 15-story building. Very occasionally, asteroids collide, but because there's really so much space between them, spacecraft like Pioneers 10 and 11 on their way to Jupiter have managed to pass through the asteroid belt without problems. As mentioned, some asteroids are not in the asteroid belt at all. Icarus, for example, is in a highly elliptical orbit around the Sun, and certainly goes closer to the Sun than Earth does. But again, the commonality for asteroids is that they are bound to our solar system. I have three old newspaper clippings, which I'm about to throw away, which are January 2002, asteroid YB-5 came to within roughly twice the distance to the Moon. March 2002, an asteroid 165 feet across, coming from the direction of the Sun, but not seen until it was hurtling away, that got as close as Moon distance. And June 2002, an asteroid the size of a soccer field that got as close as less than one-third of the distance to our Moon. Meteorites, by the way, might well be chips of asteroids, from those rare asteroid collisions. One of the most famous craters is in Arizona, the Barringer Crater, from 25,000 years ago, which one can walk around and admire today. From time to time, people predict the world will come to an end, and 65 million years ago, that almost happened. The dinosaurs became extinct at just about that time, and one theory is that the cause was a large asteroid in the Gulf of Mexico. But while we can now, thanks to Newton, accurately calculate trajectories, and indeed the Smithsonian's Minor Planet Center does just that, and NASA runs a near-Earth object program, the ongoing problem for humanity is to detect them before they're upon us. Finally, a jarring thought is that today's asteroid was not even known to exist, only 14 months ago. Hats off to those Spanish astronomers.